Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
For the first time since 2019, the 4th of July celebration returns to the Esplanade in Boston. There'll be fireworks tonight, along with a concert from the Boston Pops. Joining us for a preview is Pops conductor Keith Lockhart. Good morning.
Hi, Rupa. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here. So how does it feel to be back in action on Independence Day for the first time in 3 years?
The thought that we haven't been there live since 2019 is kind of boggles the imagination. Mm-hmm. But I really do think it's one of those kind of clear signs that we're coming to the other side of what has shut us down for these couple of years. And we're just thrilled to be sharing this gift with the people of Boston again.
Oddly enough, one of the most iconic pieces the Pops plays for America's birthday is this piece about a Russian military victory against France. And that is, of course, the 1812 Overture. With Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine, have you considered maybe dropping Tchaikovsky from this year's performance?
It's a very interesting question, and I certainly respect people's opinions on both sides of the divide. We are going to be performing it, and I will briefly give you some of my two major thoughts, at any rate, about it. One of them is this piece, we are a culture, the American culture of assimilation, and we have We've put together over the years many traditions that have gone very, very far indeed from their original usages and meaning. The Boston Pops has been playing the 1812 Overture on the 4th of July ever since 1974. And as you know, of course, we were engaged in the Cold War with the then Soviet Union at that point, and certainly nobody was a big fan of Russian military aggression at that point either. But I think also, if you do look at it historically, and I think that's probably the wrong way to look at it. But even looking at it historically, to think about this piece as a piece about successful Russian aggression is, I think, a mistake. The piece was written to celebrate the Russian victory over the Napoleonic forces in the Russian campaign in the War of 1812. This was an act of pure aggression on Napoleon's part. He put 750,000 troops on the Polish border, marched into Russia, and launched a campaign of invasion that lasted 6 months and killed a million people, including 500,000 Russian civilians. So Tchaikovsky's celebration and the celebration of the Russian people at that time was about them successfully defending themselves against foreign aggression and them reasserting their right to independence. So in a way, as odd as this may sound, the Russians were in the position in 1812 that the Ukrainians are in 2022.
Okay, so what else can people expect tonight from the Pops?
Oh, a lot of fun, a lot of celebration, the wonderful gathering together again in community and remembering our commonalities as Americans, two things that I think we need good-sized doses of at this particular time. Our headliners include Chaka Khan, who is just still amazing and still bringing it, and the Broadway star Heather Headley, wonderful singer-songwriter Javier Colon, a new piece written for fifes and drums with the orchestra that should add kind of a revolutionary spirit to the proceedings. Our own Tanglewood Festival Chorus performing the world premiere of a work that celebrates the Massachusetts 54th Regiment and Colonel Robert Gould Shaw. And, of course, the 1812 Overture and the Stars and Stripes Forever.
Do you have a favorite part of how 4th of July happens every year? I mean, you've been doing this for a while.
I have. This will be my, I guess, even taking out 2020, I think this will be my 27th time doing it in a row. So, and this always sounds like a flip kind of response. My favorite part is when we're doing Stars and Stripes, because I know it's the end of the concert and there are so many things, so much pressure in live performance like that, especially when you've got, four or 500,000 people looking on, that I'm just greatly relieved, because when I get to Stars and Stripes, I know that I'm on the home stretch.
Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart, thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition. I hope you have a great time tonight.
Good to talk to you, Rupa, and I always enjoy your show.